This webcast is made possible in part by support from the listener members of the Classical Network, WWFM and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Good evening and welcome to the Classical Network and WWFM's weekly series Celebrating Our Musical Future, where we bring you performances from the stages of the top university music schools and conservatories. I'm your host, David Osenberg, and this week we will feature the Oberlin Conservatory of Music, founded in 1865 and situated amid the intellectual vitality of Oberlin College in eastern Ohio. Oberlin is the oldest continuously operating conservatory in the United States, recognized internationally as a professional music school of the highest caliber. It was awarded the 2009 National Medal of Arts, the country's highest honor given to artists and arts patrons. I'll repeat it at the end, but you can find out more about Oberlin at their website, Oberlin, OBERLIN.EDU. Tonight's offerings from Oberlin will be a potpourri of music for smaller forces, chamber music, if you will. We began with some music from the Baroque, a little hornpipe from the music that English composer Henry Purcell wrote for a production of The Faerie Queen, performed there by the Oberlin Baroque Orchestra. They are led by noted director, violinist Jean Lemann, who for so many years led the esteemed Toronto-based ensemble Tafelmusik. The multi-award-winning ensemble, critically acclaimed group, covered all corners of Baroque music and even going into the classical period. After many years of successfully leading Tafelmusik, Ms. Lemann stepped down as full-time music director in 2014 to devote more time to teaching, guest directing, and pursuing various hobbies. And she is the director of the Oberlin Baroque Orchestra. Here's a little bit more from them. A couple movements from a Concerto Grosso in D major from the first of the Opus 6 set of Concerto Grossi by Arcangelo Corelli. The soloists, Oberlin students Matthew Milkey, Kwakudua Wanagura on violin, and Ruby Brelier on cello. Again, the Oberlin Baroque Orchestra, led by Jean Lemann.
Thank you.
Music by Arcangelo Corelli featuring the Oberlin Baroque Orchestra. So many of the top music schools in this country are embracing the opportunity to create music from the 18th century on back and have robust programs in Baroque and Renaissance performance. The Oberlin Baroque Orchestra here, led by noted violinist and former artistic director of Tafelmusik, Jean Lehmann. A couple movements there from a Concerto Grosso in D major, the Opus 6 number 1 of Corelli, with soloists Matthew Milkey, Makudua Mangura on violins, and Ruby Brelier on cello. Going to move now in this potpourri of chamber music night, spotlighting the Oberlin Conservatory at Oberlin College in Oberlin, Ohio, to a new collaboration Oberlin has started, a few years old, with the International Piano Academy at Lake Como in Italy. This partnership will have Oberlin Conservatory of Music providing an exclusive U.S. home for the Italy-based program. Two students selected from applicants worldwide will take part in the Oberlin Como Piano Academy, a two-year program of study towards an artist diploma. They hope to expand this program to more students as the program grows each year. From a concert given this past February in Warner Concert Hall at Oberlin, an Oberlin Como Fellow recital featuring the Canadian pianist Lucas Porter, who's been heralded as a young lion of the keyboard. He received his Bachelor of Music from the Glenn Gould School. He won the Canadian Music Competition in 2007, 2010, a Nova Scotia Youth Orchestra Concerto Competition also in 2007. He was chosen to represent Canada at Expo 2005 in Japan. He's won numerous awards in Canada, Young Artist Awards. He began the Oberlin Como Fellow Program in September of 2017. We'll hear him perform with other Oberlin students in music of Francis Poulenc. First, from Poulenc's short song cycle, Les Banalités, The Banalities, the final song, Sanglots, or Sobs. Human love is ruled by the calm stars. We know that within us many people breathe who come from afar and are united beyond our brows. This is the song of that dreamer who had torn out his heart and was carrying it in his right hand. Remember, O dear pride, all those memories? The sailors who sang like conquerors, the chasms of Toul, the tender skies of Ophir, the accursed sick, the ones who flee their own shadows, and the joyful return of the happy immigrants. Blood was flowing from that heart, and the dreamer went on thinking of his wound, which was delicate. It'll be sung for us by Oberlin student mezzo-soprano Olivia Cosio, and she is accompanied by the Oberlin Como Fellow Lucas Porter. Music of Francis Poulenc, a song from his Les Banalités song cycle, Sanglots, or Sobs, as sung by Oberlin student Olivia Cosio, accompanied by pianist Lucas Porter, who is participating in the Oberlin Lake Como International Piano Academy partnership on this Oberlin Como Fellow recital, given last February in Warner Concert Hall on the campus of Oberlin Conservatory at Oberlin College in Oberlin, Ohio. Mr. Porter will now be joined by other Oberlin students, Julia Pike, flute, Tanavi Prabhu, oboe, Max Rees, clarinet, Brian Giese, bassoon, and Logan Brike, horn, to perform Francis Poulenc's sextet for winds and piano. Poulenc composed this work in the early 1930s, right at the height of his Les Six years. Also coming from this time was his cantata Les Bals Masques and the Concerto for Two Pianos. Poulenc labored over many of his compositions, and this one shows that, being begun in 1931, working on it all the way through 32, and then revising it again in 1939. The work's in three movements, the first movement showing some jazzy influence, the second movement, very typical slow, fast, slow form, one thinks of Mozart's slow movements, titled Divertissement, and the finale is an Offenbachian gallop. Again, members of Oberlin Conservatory with Lucas Porter at the piano in the sextet for winds and piano by Francis Poulenc.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tonight we shine a spotlight on the Oberlin Conservatory at Oberlin College in Oberlin, Ohio. We're featuring a potpourri of chamber music. We just heard the Sextet for Winds and Piano by Francis Poulenc, as performed by Oberlin students Julia Pike flute, Tanavi Prabhu oboe, Max Reese clarinet, Brian Giese bassoon, and Logan Breich horn, with Lucas Porter at the piano. This was from a recital Mr. Porter gave as part of the partnership between Oberlin and the International Piano Academy at Lake Como in Italy. A recital given last February in Warner Concert Hall on the campus of Oberlin Conservatory. With the recent 100th anniversary commemoration of the armistice to end World War I, we're now going to turn to two performances as given in a set of recitals called Creative Arts and Music in the Shadow of War, commemorating the centenary of World War I. Recitals given just this past September in Kulas Recital Hall at the Oberlin Conservatory and featuring Oberlin faculty. From a concert given on September 9th, we will hear music of Leos Janacek. Some of Janacek's most striking original ideas can be heard in his chamber music, and this violin sonata was composed in the summer of 1914, just as the war kicked off. He'd been wanting to write a violin sonata for decades, all the way back to his student days in Leipzig in 1880. 35 years later, he was able to make that a reality. This will be performed by Oberlin 1995 graduate, now professor of violin and strings at Oberlin, Sibbi Bernhardsson. The Icelandic native had a 17-year tenure as a member of the Pacifica Quartet. He has performed at festivals across the world and performed with top classical artists. He's also appeared on popular media programs such as The Tonight Show, Saturday Night Live, the MTV European Music Awards, and, of course, being from Iceland, he has appeared with the award-winning rock artist Björk. He will be accompanied by professor of piano at Oberlin, Peter Takas, born in Bucharest. He gave his debut recital at the age of 7. He was admitted to the Conservatoire in Paris at the age of 14, and upon his arrival in the United States, due to his outstanding music talent, he was recognized with full scholarships to Northwestern University and the University of Illinois. Studies followed at Peabody Conservatory, studies with renowned pianist Leon Fleischer. Takas has performed with major orchestras all over the U.S. and abroad at major festivals. He's given cycles of all 32 Beethoven piano sonatas, and they have been recorded. And he's taught piano at Oberlin since 1976. Sibbi Bernhardsson violin, Peter Takas piano, the 1914 violin sonata by Leos Janacek. Thank you.
Thank you.
On tonight's Celebrating Our Musical Future, we are featuring chamber music performances from the Oberlin Conservatory. We've heard works by students from the Baroque and from the 20th century. We're now hearing some performances from a set of recitals given in September of this year at Kulas Recital Hall at the Oberlin Conservatory at Oberlin College in Oberlin, Ohio, commemorating the centenary of World War I. The recital is called Creative Arts and Music in the Shadow of War. We've just heard Oberlin faculty members Sibby Bernhardsen, Professor of Violin, and Peter Takacs, Professor of Piano, performing the 1914 Violin Sonata of Lajos Janáček. That Janáček from 1914, I'll be back in a moment with another chamber work from the other end of World War I, and also from the other day of these recitals called Creative Arts and Music in the Shadow of War, commemorating the centenary of World War I, as presented by faculty of the Oberlin Conservatory at Oberlin College in Oberlin, Ohio. I'm David Ozenberg, and you're listening to Celebrating Our Musical Future. This unique program is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and WWFM.org.